She's back. Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Survival Circle. Alright, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's lousy.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good time roll.
All we want to do is pop your wad.
I got a little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on.
That's right.
Alright, here we are. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. Friday night, of course, 14th of August. It's also, depending on where you're at, it is VJ Day. VJ was a victory over Japan, and there's a little bit of, I wouldn't call it confusion, just a little bit of disagreement over dates and everything. It was actually August 15th in Japan, but it was August 14th, 1945, because of the time zone differences here in the United States. The United Kingdom recognizes it August 15th, and I think the official commemoration of it is September 2nd. So it's today or tomorrow or September 2nd or somewhere. It was in the fall of 1945. That was when Japan surrendered. They surrendered on the, we did a thing on this here. The formal surrender ceremony was done on September 2nd. It was done on the battleship, the USS Missouri. And it was a kind of, I had a video of that. We did that a couple of years ago. And it was kind of neat. But anyway, coming up, I've got some people that are asking about survival tabs. I can't tell you. Hey, David Cow is in here. Wow. That's been a long time since I've seen you in here, buddy. Welcome. Survival tabs, I still can't tell you too much because I don't know how many we're going to be ordering. So that's going to be, you know, I try to base everything on the best price I can get. So if you guys want survival tabs, some guy emailed me and asked what was the best flavor. Well, depends on what you like. It's regular, which is kind of a vanilla malt type flavor. There's chocolate, there's butterscotch, and there's strawberry. And I like all of them. So I know that doesn't solve your problem too much. But there's, you know, get some of each. And as soon as I find out what the price is going to be, find out how many we're going to get, then I'll find out what the price is going to be. The only thing I can guarantee you right now is it will be cheaper than factory price, and I will deliver them to you free of charge. Shipping is on me. So whatever the price is, that's what it'll be. We have the Arms Expo, which is going to be the Restoring America's Heritage show here in Sholo, just south of Sholo over in Lakeside. And that's going to be October 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's going to be a great show. We got a lot of stuff going on, several different speakers and stuff going on there. So, and it will be primarily to trade guns the way that gun trading should be. No dealers, no background checks, no forms, no nothing. Just you know what the federal laws are. It'll be up to you whether you abide by them or not, and you'll trade guns and just like we did 100 years ago. Okay, well, let's, oh, by the way, I'm going tomorrow to take my ham test. So I'd rather do bacon, but ham will have to do sometimes in a pinch. So we'll see how that works out.
Looks like this bad rainy weather kept everyone else in. I'd hope someone would come along and fill this space in me where your love's been. I'm sitting in a bar in the middle of the day, just whiskey chasing all my troubles away. Another shot of Southern Comfort, some water on the side. It's crazy when a man allows himself to be so taken for a ride. But like love is so strong, it does what it wants to. I'm whiskey chasing memories of me and you. The music in the background sounds like it's pouring out of my heart. Seems like every time the saddest song has played, a sadder one will start. I wonder what's happening in the bar across the street. There's got to be a place in town where broken-hearted people go and meet. Hey, friend, another round when you're down at this end. I'm whiskey chasing the world away again. I need some more southern comfort when you're down at this end. I'm whiskey chasing my troubles away again. I'm whiskey chasing my troubles away again.
You know, we had a little deal. I thought it was going to be a little more exciting than this. Just coincidentally, last weekend, I was at Young, Arizona for the survival rendezvous. And some guy tagged me in a post in Facebook last night. I say some guy, he's a very good friend of mine, locally. And, seems that the Forest Service was planning on making these people, some Marines, retired Marines had put a flag up on this little rocky point and stuck it up there, and it's been there since Flag Day, June 6th, 14th, 14th, I guess. And the Forest Service told them they had to take it down. And, of course, the people balked at it, and I got to give them credit for bowing up a little bit instead of just taking it down. And then they said that we can talk about leaving it up there, but you're going to have to get a permit. And, you know, that's when I got involved. I set up a Facebook page for it last night, and I've taken it down now, we would have had probably close to 1,000 likes on it in less than 24 hours. We were at 600 before I took it down, and I took it down pretty well mid-morning today. So I need to thank all of you for the many of you that supported us and jumped out there and liked that page and shared it all over the place. It went really, really well. You guys really come through there. However, what happened was they caved in to the Forest Service and got their permit. And I said, what in the hell are we come to where we have to get a permit to fly the American flag on public land? I was stunned. So everything that we had planned to do, I had planned to go all the way, do whatever we had to do to make sure that flag stayed up there. Well, these folks, you know, bless their heart, they tried, I guess, and they thought they had some kind of a victory by letting them have the permit. I said, no, it wasn't a victory. It was an epic failure. It would have been a victory if we would have stood our ground and told those people, hey, no, you can, you know, if you want to drive by and throw a permit out the window or something, that's fine, but we're not going to go apply for it. We don't care. We don't want one. This is our right, and we're going to stand up for it. I got a little spoiled, I guess, with all the time that I've spent with those Washington Patriots up there, who would have very much stood the line and said, no, we will not comply. So, anyway, they complied, and they got their flag, and I guess that's a good thing. I think I would have preferred to see it done a little bit differently.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never would forget you, for I thought then I never could. But time has taken all the pains away. Until now, I'm down to hurting once a day. Once a day.
I see the Hunters joined us there. I'm glad to see you in here. I need to see you in here a little more often if you can find the time. We got a lot of good information, a lot of stuff. Of course, Fridays, a lot of good music and a little bit of good information. We tried to limit some of the bad news and stuff on Fridays and try to just enjoy the evening. But sometimes there's just a few things that we have to get out there, and this deal in Young really upset me. But it's done, and I guess there's nothing we can do about it. However, the lady that brought it to my attention originally has said that they may have another issue coming up here soon, and that's going to be with the Wolves. Now, they have rounded up or are rounding up the wild horses because they're too dangerous, and they're introducing wolves.
Spent my last nickel trying to drive my tears away, trying to mend a broken heart that you once led astray. I know life is funny, this old world is built that way. So many disappointments
That's what makes the jukebox play. Every time I see a new love, I bow my head and pray that they'll always talk things over and understand each other's way. But sometimes it doesn't happen. It's a fool like me who pays to be alone in this old world. That's what makes the jukebox play. So happy, their life in a game. Love to them is just a word. Tomorrow's another day. My life would be so empty, for my heart won't live that way. All kinds of people make this world. That's what makes the jukebox play. Of people make this world. That's what makes the jukebox play.
Hey, Easy Mac, I saw you in there a while ago asking what class of license I was going for. The technician's going to be a piece of cake. I'm sure that I have that one wrapped up. Of course, I may get in there and choke and blow the whole thing, but I'm getting on the sample test, I'm getting 85 to 94% every time, and I've done it, you know, 20 or 25 times. So I'm not too worried about the technician. I am going to go ahead and shoot for the general while I'm there. It doesn't cost any more, and the worst I can do is fail it. But I've been studying for it here the last few days, and I really don't have enough time to do that. I didn't even think about taking them both at the same time until I was out at Young the other day. And so what the heck, if I make it, fine. If I don't, that's okay. But I'm going to shoot for it anyway, just for the heck of it. But with any luck, I will have my technician here most Ricky Tick, and that'd give us a little bit of freedom there.
Silver wings shining in the sunlight, roaring engines headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver fading out of sight. Don't leave me, I cry. Don't take that airplane ride. But you locked me out of your mind and left me standing here behind. Silver sunlight, roaring engine headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Thank you.
taking you away from me and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight.
You know, I didn't think about that, Dee. We could, if I can get the right equipment and learn how to do it. I don't know what it's going to take to be very effective doing this show via HF, but that would be very, very cool. And I'll have to see what the legalities and what kind of equipment I need and all that kind of stuff, but that would be pretty neat. And it would help us reach a whole bunch more people. So we'll have to get together and see if we can pick a frequency to get on and you know, figure out all the. I haven't even figured out yet how to talk across the street on one yet. That's right, Easy Mac. We can't. Well. I mean, there's lots of shortwave shows out there. We just can't play music. I wouldn't be able to do it on Friday nights, right? I mean, there's a thousand shows out there on Friday. There's a thousand shows out there that are talk shows on shortwave. So we just wouldn't be able to do Friday nights. It'd be the only thing. And I'd probably also have to limit my ads. In the breaks, we'd have to do something different during the breaks so that we don't violate any of their stupid rules. But we'll figure out something. I think that would be very cool. We'll work on that. I'll get you guys to help me.
I'm beginning to believe I get my kick from being hurt. Instead of making love feel better, you just make it worse. You tell me go, then call me back, and then you set me free. You always come back to hurting me. Best I've had. I'm this way, you're that way. It may be meant to be. You always come back to hurting me. You always come back.
With a couple of girls hanging on my back. Then the phone started ringing and Mo started screaming,
"Hey Joe, it's your old lady, she's mad. She let her fingers do the walking. Guess she's found out where you're at."
And she says,
"Hello, I ain't here, you better get on home. Or else she's gonna find me and the baby gone."
to come to the phone. So tell old I ain't here, you better get on home. Just how much I love this old honky-tonk atmosphere. But when the telephone starts to ringing, it scares the hell right out of her man. And I holler out loud, if that's for me, Mo, tell her I ain't here.
But she says,
hello, I ain't here, you better get on home. Or else he's gonna find me and the baby gone. If I had to come down after him, he's gonna wish he'd have come to the phone. So tell old I ain't here, he better get on home. So tell old I ain't here, he better get on home.
There's no place to die. My redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beard.
The barmaid is mad 'cause some guy made a pass. The jukebox is playing, there stands a glass. The cigarette smoke kinda hangs in the air.
Rednecks, white socks and blue.
A cowboy is cussing the pinball machine. A drunk at the bar is getting noisy and mean. Some guy on the phone says I'll be home soon, dear.
Rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon.
See, I had her, but then I lost.
got one more chance tonight. And if she hears it playing, maybe things will turn out right. So waitress, take a handful. I just got to hear that song. And I wait here for my baby. If it takes me all night long, I'm sure it's nowhere near the greatest love song in the world. But I hope she still remembers that I wrote it for my girl. Here she comes, and Lord, she's smiling, 'cause she just heard that song. And I just got a feeling that tonight we're going home. I want a drink, and here's a 20, and bring my change in dimes, 'cause there's a song on the jukebox I want to hear a thousand times.
Let me see if I can figure this out. Hotshot says, where was it? Here, let me find it again. Give me just a second. Where is it? I just saw it. Yeah, there it is. Great DK on quitting, hats off to you. I'll think about that one. Yeah, but punctuation is a wonderful thing. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Just see what y'all think about it.
On the Chisholm Trail, it was midnight. Carmella was strong on his mind because of the life he had chosen. Carmella had left him behind. Too long he'd been El Bandito. Carmella had left him alone. But today someone brought a message. She'd been seen in old San Antonio. Cross the Brazos at Waco. Ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco. I'm safe when I reach San Antonio. He glanced back over his shoulder. The posse was nowhere in sight. He'd sent for Carmella to meet him on the banks of the Brazos tonight. She was waiting and he kept the promise he had made such a long time ago. As he dropped the guns that she hated in the muddy Brazos below. Cross the Brazos in Waco, ride home. By dawn, cross the Brazos in Waco. I'll walk straight in old San Antonio. Then the night came alive with gunfire. He knew that at last it'd been found. As the Rangers' badge showed brightly, El Bandito lay on the ground. Carmella knew he was dying, that all of her dreams were in vain. As she kissed his lips for the last time, she heard him whisper again. Cross the Brazos and Waco, ride hard that I'll make it by dawn. Brazos and Waco, I'm safe when I reach San Antonio. I'm I'm safe when I reach San Antonio.
I've seen men look at her before, and they think I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger, I pour myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, you'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself, I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong. She's
Hot shot, what do you mean I'm killing you tonight? What's the matter with you? Just because I got on you for your punctuation? What are you talking about, I'm killing you? Where did I see that? I don't like the way this chat thing runs here. But let me find it here. This thing is nuts. There it goes. All right, I figured it out. How about that? All right, got it. Okay, let me look down through here real quick, see what's going on in the chat room. I've been trying to bring up some decent tunes here. Let's see. All right. Let's continue to march here. I'm enjoying this. I don't know about y'all.
I drove through the park. Lord, I searched all the bars where I made out with love too many times. It was always so easy to find an unhappy woman till I started looking for mine. Some beer drinking devil is holding my angel, and I know what he'll do if he's my kind. It was always so easy to find an unhappy woman till I started looking for I warned you before.
what I'd do if you cheated one more time. It was always so easy to find an unhappy woman till I started looking for mine. Some beer-drinking devil is holding he's my kind. It was always so easy to find an unhappy woman till I started looking for mine. It was always so easy to find an unhappy woman till I started looking.
There's a dancing song right here.
When the evening sun goes down, working in some dark place in town, she's smiling and asking, would you like another round, playing lonesome songs on the jukebox. Sometimes she has to make conversation, and she had rather be just left alone. She listens to all the problems of every man she meets, smiles at all their promises she knows they'll never keep.
My wonderful wife just brought me a piece of apple pie here, so I'm going to be munching on that while y'all are dancing.
She's a girlfriend for those who can't find one.
My daughter made this, too, last night.
Sometimes she lets them steal.
First pie she ever made.
Goodnight kiss.
And it's fine.
But you know she gets so tired of him. What's a nice girl like you?
Sure wish y'all could have some.
In a place.
No, I don't.
Like this. She likes beer, drink, and music. She danced to every song. Cause a nightlife is the only life that she has ever known.
If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight? If I was dying of thirst, would you flow love, come quench me? If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it? Could
soft against the window. The sun can shine so bright up in the sky. But Daddy always told me, don't make small talk. He said, come on out and say what's on your mind. So if I said, dying first, would you flow in love, come quench me? If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like
to play the rodeos, but I can't play them like I used to. I've given it up, I'm laying it down. I've had enough of being a rodeo clown. If you see
said to that undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow, for this lady you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go. Since my mother, she had gone, found my brothers, sisters crying, what a home so sad and lone. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bed home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Do you know the crowd was very small for a country music show? But he faked a curtain call, just like it was years ago. And then a lady grabbed his arm as he staggered down the aisle. And with all his country charm, and he addressed her with a smile. Would you catch a falling star before it crashes to the ground? Don't you know how people are? Nobody loves you when you're down. Pick me up and take me home, and I'll bring my old guitar. Sing a golden oldie song if you'll catch a falling star. Silver-plated bus and a million country fans. And now there's just a few of us, and he drives a little van. And they were beating down his door, the lovely women left and right. And now he's on the hardwood floor, wondering where he'll spend the night. Would you catch a falling star before it crashes to the ground? Don't you know how people are? Nobody loves you when you're down. Pick him up and take him home, and he'll bring his old guitar. Song if you'll catch a falling star.
sang a golden country song. If you'll catch a falling star.
Sang Dixie as he died. People just walked on by as I cried. The bottle had run to him of all his rebel pride. So I sang Dixie. Said way down yonder in the land of cotton, old times there ain't near as rotten as they are on this damned old L.A. street. We drew a dying breath, laid his head against my chest. Please, Lord, take his soul back home to Dixie. Sang Dixie as he died. People just walked on by as I cried. The bottle had robbed him of all his rebel pride. So I sang Dixie.
I think I have a kind of a unique outlook on country music. I mean, it, in a way, I guess. I was just born at the right time where the older stuff, I'm talking, you know, 50s and 60s, even 40s, was still being played once in a while. And certainly when you go to some of the folks' homes, you know, as old as my folks and my grandparents, there was still a lot of that stuff around. So I was exposed to that quite a bit. And then during the greatest time ever in country music in the 60s and 70s, I was growing up all that time and got into my teens and young adult, you know, during that time, and the absolute most fantastic music ever in the history of country music come out during that time. And somebody mentioned a while ago, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who it was. It was either Hotshot or Hopper or Scott or one of them said, I wonder why I remember all these, all the words to all these songs that I don't remember. And I'm the same way. You know, I can hear three notes, sometimes one note to some of these songs and just take right off and sing right along with them and never miss a stroke. Because it's, I've heard them so many times over the years. And then there was, you know, 80s and 90s, there was some good stuff come out there, but it started dwindling pretty fast. By the time the turn of the century rolled around, it was pretty much done. You know, there's still Garth Brooks and Alan Jackson and a few decent country singers. They're still playing some decent music. But for the most part, it sucks. It's over. We're done. It's just it doesn't even compare at all to the stuff that I grew up on. And when I was in Europe in the mid-80s, there was so much good stuff out there going around. And late 90s, it started dwindling. And time the turn of the century come around, it was all wrapped up. You know, there's a half a dozen artists out there that still do decent songs, but for the most part, you know, it's over with. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Like this guy. Love this guy.
Put you in my past and get you off my mind. So I took your memory on a midnight ride down a dark and lonely back road and left it there to die. But look what followed me home. Anymore. She said, I'm gone, how do I know?
decorate our home, so you'll feel more at ease here, and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, we'll put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall. She said, just bring those Friday paychecks, and I'll cash them all right here. And I'll keep on tap for all your friends, their favorite kind of beer. And for you, I'll always keep in stock those soft aluminum cans. And when you're feeling macho, you can crush them like a man. She said, we'll rip out all the carpet, put sawdust on the floor, serve hard-boiled eggs, pretzels, and I won't cook no more. There'll be Monday night football on TV above the bar, and a payphone in the hallway when your friends can't find their car. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home, so you'll feel more at ease here, and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table and put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall. She said you'll get the friendly service and the varied atmosphere. I'll slip on something sexy, and I'll cut it clear to here. Then you can slap my bottle every time you tell a joke. Just as long as you keep tipping, well, I'll laugh until you're broke. She said, instead of a family quarrel, we'll have a barroom brawl. When the Helms Bear says it's closing time, you won't have far to crawl. And when you run out of money, you'll have me to thank. You can sleep it off next morning while I'm putting it in the bank. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home, so you feel more at ease here, and you won't need to roam. Then when you and your friends get off from work, well, there won't be any reason why you can't stop off here first. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home, so you feel more at ease here, and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom.
I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. They said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. It made a big impression on me, although I was a barefoot kid. They said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad that he did. Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. I thought he was a hero, and I used to follow Clayton around. I often wondered why Clayton, who seemed so good to me, never took his guitar and made it down in Tennessee. Well, Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away.
ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. I guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. I can see him half stoned, picking out the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. While I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do, but it could be that the good Lord likes a little picking too. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
Blue, heading down some lonesome
lonesome highway, then you come into view.
Sure missing you.
This next song was a big one for John Anderson back in his early days. Matter of fact, this was released in early 1980, and before the end of the year, it became number 13 on the country music charts, and it's certainly one of my favorites for him.
She just started liking cheating me songs.
An army buddy of mine. We're doing 3 years in Germany at the time. We came up on these Fräuleins in a bar. Yates said, "Darfish, see be gliding." They said, "Y'all." And "Darfish, see be gliding" means, "Can we sit with you all?" We must have drunk 10 quarts of German beer. My conscience and my sinuses were clear. I asked that Fräulein if she was a spy. She said, "Nein, but du bist ein bissel high." A condition not uncommon to the American soldier. Well, later on I went to be excused. When I returned I was a bit confused. Yates and his Fräulein had hit the air. Another guy was sitting in my chair. A young soldier whom we shall get to know better. I said, "Excuse me, mister, that's my seat. I'd like to have it back, sir, if you please. That girl's a nurse and I've been awful sick." The man looked up at me and said, "Mox nix." Which means that he was not overly concerned with my health. Next thing I knew, he had a switchblade knife. All I didn't know, that Fräulein was his wife. I took off through that guest house like a fool. Behind me, I heard the crashing stool. As the police would say, he was in hot pursuit. Well, the waitress yelled, "There's MPs on the way." That's one more reason I didn't want to stay. As I went out the window, something went swish. And I giggled all the way home, knowing he'd missed. At the time, it seemed like a laughing matter. But next morning, my coat was lying there on the bunk. man, when I saw that coat, it made me jump. That man had cut my coat right down the back. A little bit more and they'd been playing me taps. And knowing the sad nature of that song, I would decline it. Well, later on I heard that guy got stabbed. They sent him home and didn't that make me glad? On love and marriage, I want to say one thing. Oh, lady, if you're married, wear that ring. And the Army has a new policy. If you can't move it, paint it. If it has a switchblade knife, salute it. Not necessarily an incident one would want to write mother about. Germany being full of good soldiers.
Teach me, cheat, ain't true. And I can't find one good reason for staying. Maybe my leaving would be the best for you. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show only the beauty, 'cause they hide all the truth. And they let me hold on to the good times, good lines, the ones I used to hear when I held you. And they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated, when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. These rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show only the beauty, 'cause they hide all the truth. So I'll just keep on hoping, believing that maybe by counting the many times I've tried, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses aside.
Have shattered, don't you see that you no longer care for me? I miss the wonder of your kiss. How could you leave me here like this? Hey, stop the world and let me off. Have shattered, don't you see that you no longer care for me? I miss the wonder of your kiss. How could you leave me here like this? Hey, stop the world and let me off. Hey, stop the world and let me fall.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. He rides a feedlot and clerks in a market on weekends selling tobacco and beer. And his dreams of tomorrow surrounded by fences, but he'll dream tonight of when fences weren't here. He blazed the trail with Lewis and Clark, and eyeballed, oh, I backed down. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Travis in Texas, and rode with the seventh when Custer went down. This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. Remington showed us how he looked on canvas, and Louis has told us his tale.
tail. And Willie and Waylon and me sing about him and wish to God we could have ridden his trail. This is the last. The old Jessamine Trail is covered in concrete now. And they truck them to market in 50-foot rigs. They blow by his marker, never slowing to read. Like living and dying was all he ever did.
This is the last cowboy song. End of the 100-year war. Voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost.
This is the last cowboy song. The end of. The peace of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song.
All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I want to practice my testing a few more times, see if I can get both deals under my belt tomorrow. I don't know if I'll be able to do it. If I don't, I'll take the other one again just as soon as soon as it becomes available. I hope you guys have a great weekend. We've got a lot of stuff, a lot of planning to do. Try to make some plans. You've got plenty of time to get time off work. See if you can get things arranged to get down here for the Restoring America's Heritage Show for Arms Expo 2 down here in Sholo. We've got a bunch of Arizona folk or Washington folks coming down here, and Utah, Idaho, Nevada, I think California. I know there'll be some California as soon as I get all the word out here, and I'm working on that because we had some people from California for the last private gun show that we had here back in whenever it was, 2012, 2013, I don't remember. So, at any rate, you guys have a good weekend, and we'll see you Monday. Thanks for joining me.
It seems that you've changed in these past few days.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong, and the things you said made my said tonight again, you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all song.